So, Neeraj, before you comment, just kind of curious, your talk, you went through some of the combination strategies. And one of the things that you don't see too much outside of ovary, but you see this is the way it was done in ovary, is platinum-based therapy, for example, carboplatin, they often use, and then PARP maintenance. And it's interesting, a lot of general medical oncologists use that strategy in breast cancer, although there's no data. Because, like prostate, all the trials have been monotherapy. But I'm just kind of curious, Neeraj, what you think about that model of chemo, for example, a platinum agent followed by PARP maintenance.
I do not see much rationale backed by data to use the strategy of treating my mCRPC patients with carboplatin-based regimen or taxane-based regimen followed by PARP inhibition. If I'm going to use PARP inhibitors as monotherapy in HRD-positive patients, I'm going to use them likely before chemotherapy.
Oliver?
So I'm going to rephrase the question a little bit and ask about biomarkers for platinum sensitivity. And Emmanuel alluded to that in the satraplatin trial, and he's correct. It was a very slight advantage in PFS, not in OS, but some activity in a subset of patients. So it turns out that William O. and I had ended up using the platinum-based regimens, typically in combination with the taxane. At that time, it was just Taxol. And we combined data sets and published, I think it's about 11 years ago, on platinum sensitivity in prostate cancer in the second-line chemotherapy setting. And what we found was somewhere around 15% to 20% of patients would respond. And at that time, we did not have cabazitaxel and really had nothing beyond the first-line docetaxel, and the ability to use a novel AR antagonist, et cetera, was simply not available. So in an interesting publication, we had stored, and this was from the time period that I was at Dana-Farber, a number of samples from those platinum-treated patients and went back and did an analysis. And it turned out that BRCA2 germline was a biomarker for the platinum sensitivity, at least as measured by PSA. We didn't have, in this retrospective type design, all the parameters were not properly measured. But I could tell you that the BRCA2 did come out. And it turns out that BRCA2 germline is associated with biallelic changes and additional somatic loss in a very significant percentage of patients. The other DNA repair defects did not show. So this, and based on studies from Bruce Montgomery in Seattle, makes me think that particularly in the BRCA2 setting, that there's a viable option for platinum, and we've used it. Now, interestingly, in the case I'm going to present, Neil, we administered platinum in combination with a taxane to an agent and ended up having to stop the platinum and moved on to the sort of maintenance strategy that you just alluded to. And in that particular setting, the patient had a very nice response. So I think we need more data. I'm not really pro that approach because how could I be? The absence of data speaks loudly. But on the other hand, I think it's a reasonable hypothesis to test based on anecdotal evidence.